Tapes and Scouts, a podcast where two friends review every single movie they watch.
Well, welcome everybody to a weird episode of Capes and Scouts where I'm not in the same room as you, Max.
I'm sick.
Yeah, you are.
And not just of the audience, like actually sick.
Oh, I just assumed you were sick of me.
Oh, no, I'm actually like ill. Or I was. I was and could potentially get you ill, so this is probably the safest discourse.
Oh, but I have a license to ill.
I know, but you really don't want that around the holidays, trust me.
That's fair, I guess.
Yeah. Merry Christmas. Merry Coughsmas.
Merry, Merry Coughsmas. Well, happy holidays, everybody, because this will go up around Christmas.
Yay.
Isn't that nice? Christmas time.
You like those?
I do, and you know what we managed to do this year that I don't know if Sam realized? We didn't do a Christmas episode.
Shh.
Somehow.
I've been dodging the Christmas movies. She's been watching Christmas movies while she's been working.
Okay.
So I've been dodging these, like, abhorrent Hallmark-level Christmas movies. So.
Yeah, those are rough. Those are the rough ones.
Yeah, I'm over here like Neo with a Christmas hat on.
You know, the one where it's like, I'm the new girl in the office, and I met the nice guy who's, I don't know, gets coffee. And
one's called, like, Reporting for Christmas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, this is wretched stuff we're talking about here.
Oh, boy.
Like, I don't need to watch the movie. I can just review it.
Oh, goodness.
That'd be pretty good. Maybe the Christmas episode is you and I find a Hallmark Christmas movie. We make up the plot synopsis. We review it as if we've seen it. We both do it for Sam, and then she picks who's the closest to the real thing.
Oh, man.
Then it's like Christmas special without us having to watch these damn Christmas movies.
I think mine's going to have a dog in it that's like real plucky. I think that needs to be a thing.
Ooh, I like a plucky dog.
Yeah, you know, like grabs somebody by the wrist and leads it to where it needs to go.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, because somehow the dog's smarter than the guy that she's madly in love with.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Actually, that does make a lot of sense. Never mind, Hallmark. You're right.
Yeah, yep.
Well, movies and not Hallmark.
No, we don't have that for you.
So, you know, I got two. You got two. Mine are questionable as always. I said I got away with it. I felt like I was getting away with it, so I've watched a lot of questionable movies coming up. I just want you to know.
Indeed. I'd have it no other way.
Okay, well, perfect. Do you want to go first, or would you like me to go first?
Well, I think with that lead-in, you have to go first.
Oh, well then, right on point, exactly as you would expect, my first movie is from 2011, and it is called Monster Brawl.
Monster Brawl.
Yeah, the monsters brawl, baby. So I watched this on the 9th of October, 2023. It's an hour 29, genre action comedy horror, directed by Jesse Thomas Cook, starring Dave Foley, Art Hindle, and Robert Millay.
Millay.
Your IMDb movie summary. This is so me. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
8 classic monsters fight to the death in an explosive wrestling tournament set inside an abandoned and cursed graveyard.
Wow.
Yeah, I found it.
You didn't make this film?
No.
Wow.
Oh, goodness.
It's
so,
a Christmas miracle.
I saw it and I go, this can't be real. And of course, the wrestler rule is invoked. There's wrestlers in here, so.
Sure.
So my bullet points. This also stars Lance Hendrickson as the voice of God.
Of course.
UFC official Herb Dean, Kevin Nash, Jimmy Hart, Holly Lightman, RJ Skinner, Robert Millay, who you would know him. He was Kurgan in the Attitude Era.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Apparently, he has been in a crapload of movies because he is quite big and quite large. But he is getting older, so I'm a little surprised some of the physical stuff he does in these movies.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But this movie, as you might expect, just weird. It's a weird idea for a movie. It is a tournament. There's two weight classes, and, you know, you're going to get the mummy fighting a witch, and it's really silly.
Wow.
Just crazy silly. And it is a tournament, and you do end up with two people at the end fighting for all of monsterdom. And the highlight is definitely Dave Foley, who is the announcer and just a drunk. And he's like, why the hell am I even here? Which is probably how he felt taking this gig.
Yeah, he was not acting.
You know, it didn't feel like acting, and I feel like that was the point. The effects for the creatures are pretty good at times. All practical effects, for the most part. And you get like a background on all the characters. You get the setup on why they're going to fight each other. It's more because it's a tournament, but like, you know, oh, I don't like witches and here's why. And like, they actually put some thought into it. But
that's cool.
It's pretty cool. Kevin Nash plays like a black ops kind of guy who's trying to get his guy to move on, and he can't control him, and things go out of get out of hand pretty quickly. There are zombies around the ring because, you know, it's a haunted graveyard. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, wow.
So this is a weird. It doesn't feel like a movie. You feel like you're watching a sporting event, which is actually kind of impressive, but it's not great. So I don't think we got to spend too long here.
Fair enough.
But if you want something weird, and we were getting on Halloween season, so I watched a lot of weird, questionable horror movies. But IMDb, they gave this a 3.6.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yes. Rotten Tomato critics, nope. They said, nah. The audience, 16%.
Wow.
Out of 250 plus. I'm a little more forgiving. I gave it a 5.5 because they actually structured it like a sporting event and treated it like a movie with some semblance of plot. So I think it's okay.
It sounds more fun than what the reviews would lead me to believe outside of yours.
Correct. Only mine will tell you the truth and set you free.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Tim, I have a movie that is not even remotely like what you just described.
Not even a little bit? No brawling?
Nope. It is 2010's Tangled.
Oh. Tangled?
Yes. Tangled, the Disney film.
There might be a little brawling in there.
There's a frying pan.
It's a very enchanted frying pan.
That's right. It'll whap some folks.
It's been known to.
Yes, yes. I watched this on the very first day of October of 2023. It is 1 hour and 40 minutes long. It's a musical adventure film directed by Nathan Greeno and Byron Howard, starring Mandy Moore, Zachary Levi, Donna Murphy.
Hey, Donna.
Hi. I'm not Donna.
Oh, wow. I thought she was over there with you.
Well, hello. It's Donna.
Donna, you're an old Italian man. That's weird.
Oh, yes. Pleased to meet.
All right, well, that's good.
Here's a summary for this one. I'm sick. I get a pass.
Did Donna get you sick?
Donna did, in fact, get me sick.
Dang.
Yeah. Movie summary here is the magically long-haired Rapunzel has spent her entire life in a tower, but now that a runaway thief has stumbled upon her, she is about to discover the world for the first time and who she really is.
Whoa.
Yeah. So this movie has some stretches that it takes. It takes the concept of Rapunzel, which has, she has the long hair and she needs somebody to climb the hair to come up in the tower and rescue her. And they took some liberties here, giving her hair like magical healing powers. And it's kind of a cool concept. The mother, like the mother character who's not really her mother, she stole her and is using her hair to keep her young forever. Huh. And just kind of pretending that she's doing her a solid by keeping her in this tower. But really, she's just doing herself a solid by keeping herself eternally young.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's pretty random setup, but it makes sense. There's some odd stuff, like she has a like chameleon companion in this movie, because it's Disney, right? You gotta have the plucky animal, like we talked about with the Hallmark film.
Correct.
But overall, the leads are pretty solid. I think Mandy Moore and Zachary Levi both bring it, both, you know, in terms of the character that they're playing, as well as the songs that they get to sing. They're both very talented singers. It's for the most part, fine. It's on the, like, I could see you not remembering every single thing about Tangled, right? Like, you can remember the little chameleon buddy, you remember the frying pan hits. But the adventure they go on is a touch lackluster, but it does have that really notable scene with the lanterns and the big song for the movie. So, like, it goes up and down. It's got its highs and its lows. It's very akin to Frozen in the amount I liked it. I think it's slightly better than Frozen was for me, just because I think that everything melded together a little bit smoother than Frozen, but has that issue that Frozen had where, like, large swaths of the movie are fairly forgettable, and it's just kind of like, why is this person here? A little less of that than there was in Frozen, like the Duke of Wesselton and things were just like, I don't understand why this character's in this film.
Right, right. But you hated that Duke.
I hate the Duke of Wesselton, and I love Alan Tudyk, so it's very conflicting for me. Correct. But then there was Moana, where Alan Tudyk was a chicken and everything was okay.
See, he knew he had to make that right.
Yeah, it just worked great. IMDb gives this a 7.7 out of 10. Rotten Tomato critics, 228 critics, 89%. The audience of 100,000 plus give it a 87%, and I am coming into the middle of that good grouping on this one, an 8 out of 10.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it was solid. Like, a fun watch. Frozen, I think I gave a 7.5 to. Like, they're on the same level. I don't think you're going to be sad you watched them.
Nice. I like that you're doing all these Disneys.
Somebody does as well.
Hi, Sam. Anyways, I got another movie.
Ooh.
This is an older movie. It's before the dawn of cinema, so Sam would hate this.
Okay.
It's from 1942.
Oh, baby.
Oh, baby, indeed. It's Cat People.
The original Cat People?
The original OG Cat People.
So good.
So I watched this on the 12th of October, 2023. It's an hour 13 fantasy horror thriller directed by Jacques Tourneur, starring Simone Simon, Tom Conway, and Kent Smith. Your IMDb movie summary. An American man marries a Serbian immigrant who fears that she will turn into the cat person of her homeland's fables if they are intimate together.
Simple as that.
Sometimes you just might turn into a cat person, just like the fables of your homeland when you're intimate with people. It happens all the time. I remember that in sex ed.
It's a genuine concern I have at least weekly.
Yeah, I mean, it's that weird cat scratch fever, right?
Yes.
So, this movie is a classic kind of movie. It feels very traditional, like the old noir movies feel. You're kind of following this woman who is a little bizarre, but, you know, she's also like a foreign woman who's been in America only so long, and she's trying to get her grounding. She keeps going to the zoo where she meets this man, and they hit it off, and they just instantly marry, and he moves in with her just almost overnight, because that's the 40s for you. And and then things get, it's just so weird. I actually had more issue with just how family life was portrayed in this movie than her turning into a cat or anything like that.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's just so, that was more jarring than like, hey, maybe she turns into a cat and like roughs some people up. Like, yeah, maybe.
Right. Yeah, no, I think that's a valid criticism.
It's pretty funny. Like, I was just like, yeah, whatever. Because there's another coworker that this man works with, and they're friendly, but they're not in love with each other. But by the end of the movie, she's just like, I have a confession. I'm madly in love with you. And he's like, ah, shit. Well, I guess we better stop this marriage thing. And I guess I love you too. And I'm like, what? Why? So it's pretty bizarre, but the effects are pretty cool for their time. When they say she turns into a cat person, she literally will turn into a Black Panther, just like the one that's like always pacing at the zoo. And you don't even know if it's her or not throughout most of the movie, really up until the end. You don't get any conclusive confirmation of that. And so you get towards the end. It's pretty fun, pretty interesting take. I love classic horror in this sense where it's like very story driven, you know, a lot of dialogue driving it as well. And, you know, this woman puts in a very good performance, I must say.
Yeah, it really does a nice job. And I think your point about the way it was shot, that like very like expressionism style of the time, really helps give you that air of confusion and uncertainty. It's like, is this just a woman with like a mental disorder? And you know what I mean? Like, or is this like she actually does turn into a cat?
Right. And there was a nice little thing they did. It was a nothing thing, but then you kind of go back and think about it a lot. They were at a dinner and they saw another woman from her country. She was like, is that woman a cat person? And like, she had, I don't want to say she had cat features, but like they made her seem very like uppity and like a cat would, like, yeah, fuck you for no reason.
Right.
So yeah. It was very, I was like, man, maybe she's the killer the whole time. And this lady just actually has like problems.
Right.
So it's a good movie in that respect. I had a lot of fun with this one. So the scores, IMDb gave this a 7.2.
Okay.
Rotten Tomato critics, 72 of them, ironically, 92%.
Wow.
Yeah. The audience, 5,000 plus, gave it 73%.
Wow.
I'm actually the lowest. I gave it a 6. But I think this movie is very serviceable. I just think it's going to be a little hard for the common audience to kind of connect to it now.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I like that.
I like you.
I like 1987.
Oh, do you?
Sure. I mean, it's not the second best. It's a third, fourth, fifth. It's a year in the 80s. How about that?
Hey, it sure is.
I watched, this is a screw-up movie.
Yeah.
Because I left it out earlier because it is part of Jared's Alphabet Challenge.
Jared's Alphabet Challenge. Oh, hold on. I got actual sound effects here. Hold on. This is benefiting us, right? Hold on. Yeah.
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 Three ducks agree.
Yeah. All right, I'll stop.
This is the letter G that I missed earlier in Jared's alphabet challenge. It is The Gate.
Ooh, The Gate. Okay.
The Gate. I watched this way back in the day, in August 25th of 2023. It is 1 hour and 25 minutes short. It is a horror coming-of-age film directed by Tibor Takacs. Or Takacs? I can't say it. Sorry, Tibor.
I think you had it.
Yeah. Starring Stephen Dorff, very young Stephen Dorff, Lewis Tripp, and Christina Penton. Very, very simple summary here. Kids left home alone accidentally opened the gate to hell in their backyard.
It's been known to happen.
It happens. You don't leave kids unattended for this exact reason.
Portals to hell.
Yeah, portals to hell. Cat people. Mass hysteria.
Cats living with dogs. It's insane.
That's right. It is. It's not acceptable. This movie is a pretty good example of like 80s kids on an adventure kind of movie. The parents are leaving town for the weekend. The shit goes down. The older sister who's babysitting doesn't believe the kids that this crazy shit's going on. Mm-hmm. So you get a lot of that tropey stuff, but I think Stephen Dorff and Lewis Tripp have a really good back and forth in this movie that helps kind of build the relationship. I think Christina Penton plays the older sister, and I think she has a good relationship with Stephen Dorff as well, and it really helps kind of infuse the movie with the amount of heart you need. Also, I think this movie's really cool just for the effects in this movie. There are little tiny, like, miniature minion characters that are like mini demons.
Nice.
And they shoot these things in like six different ways, like six different gimmicks. Like they shoot full size suits with people and like small backgrounds to make you think that they're real. They shoot them in front of optical screens to make them look more realistic. They do stop motion. They do like a whole mix of different things, classic puppeteering. And so when you watch them, depending on what angle you're seeing them move and interact, you're like, wait, what the hell are these things?
That's awesome.
So, yeah, they did a really smart job doing this. It's a really cool scene where this zombie falls down in front of the kids and hits the ground and turns into like 12 of these things. And they like are acrobatically roll out of this zombie husk thing that's like they were all collected together to make. It's wild to see.
That's cool as hell.
Yeah, the effects in this movie are outrageous. It's really fun. There's not much to it. I think I described it here. They do attempt to tackle some pretty dark issues like losing a parent, which the best friend character, they kind of like talk to the son about, you know, your buddy lost his parent and just has one parent who's working all the time, so he's kind of on his own. And
right.
They go over some heavier issues like coming of age movies should, right? Tackling that kind of transition into being more than just a little kid.
Right.
While it's not going to like light the world on fire for themes or depth or drama, it is a pretty good and serviceable film. So I'm always happy to revisit The Gate. I think this is probably like the fourth or fifth time I've watched it. It's a treat every time.
Nice.
IMDb gives it a 6.0 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes critics, only 10 of them, give it 50%.
Wow.
The audience over Rotten Tomatoes, 5,000 plus, give it 45%.
Mm.
And everybody else who has reviewed this film is a jackass but me, and I give it a 7.5 out of 10.
Yeah, you know why? Because you learned from Cypress Hill many years ago, when the shit go down, you better be ready.
Yeah, it's a simple rule, and I'd say, and if I recall correctly, because it was a little while ago, Sam said that she did enjoy it. She thought it was, quote, weird, but she enjoyed it.
Oh, well, that's fine.
Yeah, that's a glowing review for a movie like this that I'm showing to her.
Yeah, no, good job. Good job, Sam.
Yay. Yeah. Good job, Cypress Hill.
Yeah.